At last the wind turned the ship towards me, and now I cut all the way through the rope. As fast as I could, I pushed my little boat along the side of the ship, desperate to get away before the ship crashed into me. Just as I gave the final push, my hand found a rope over the end of the ship. I don't know why I took hold of the rope, but I did. I pulled my boat near to the ship, then stood up to see through the cabin window. I had wondered why the two men weren't on deck, but one look through the window gave me my answer. It was Israel Hands and the man in the red cap, now locked in battle, each with a hand round the other's neck. I dropped down into the boat again, looking over my shoulder at the shore. And there, right behind me, was the pirate's fire on the beach. Then the wind, with sudden violence, turned the Hispaniola and my little boat with it, and we were both sailing fast into the open sea.